Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, where we help you work smarter than your competition. And we do that through a number of ways. One, we have obviously guests on the show, and you're going to listen to a fascinating guest tonight. We have our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. We have our four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as this show, Creative Thinkers Forum, where we want you to think a little more creatively, and we try to help you, Celebrities for Marketing, so that there are ways that you can use celebrities without spending a fortune, and Fearless Marketers, and that's my favorite area because I like people who are willing to think outside the box and take a little bit of risk. And that's how you outthink the competition, by thinking outside the box. But there's a whole range of things that we can do to help you. But we also need to hear from you. And the way you reach out to us that way is at our email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com. That's marketing, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, smartly@aol.com. We look to hear your ideas, your comments, things you would like to see us cover, and who knows, you might want to be a guest because you have some wisdom that you want to share. So we are definitely open to that. I also suggest you go up and take a look at our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and you might check out our advisory services, in particular a thing we call the Time Blocks Program, which is designed for people who don't want to get in a retainer relationship but want to be able to tap into expertise and experience when they have a particular marketing issue and concern. All right, that's enough on that. What we want to do is get to our guest tonight, and we have quite a guest. Winnie Anderson is an award-winning brand strategist, a number one best-selling author, host of Let's Talk Tech, the podcast that demystifies the software, systems, services, and apps entrepreneurs need to run and grow a profitable business. Winnie's show, amazing, Winnie's show landed on iTunes' list of new and noteworthy shows within 1 hour of its official launch, and it's been on the new and noteworthy list for technology every day since its launch. So we're going to have Winnie talk about dealing with technology, especially the ones that overwhelm you, and especially marketing technology. So, hello, Winnie.
Hello, Les. Great to be back. Oh,
it's my pleasure. What made you start the show? I know the needs out there, but what got you to start this show?
I have been thinking about starting a podcast for a while, and as I was deciding on what the focus of the show would be, I faced one fact that was hard to admit, and that was that my own message really was not that unique. My focus on branding and sales and strategy, you know, they're a dime a dozen, frankly. There really are.
Oh,
and as
true.
I was trying to come up with a unique focus still would help the clients that I served, when I was struggling to just hold the reins on all of the balls that I'm juggling. I'm mixing my metaphors, but I was trying not to have things slip through the cracks. And I have a head injury from a car accident, and so that makes it extra challenging for me. So I thought, you know what, I'm going to go and post in a LinkedIn group that I'm in and see what they recommend. So I did that, and I just explained my problem and said, you know, so what do I need? And I was shocked, Les, by the number of snarky responses I got, including one person who went on for four paragraphs chastising me and telling me that I needed to learn how to ask a better question. And that was really embarrassing to me.
Well, I'll interrupt you just for a second, because you're hitting on something that I wrote an article on last year for something called the Philadelphia Business Journal. Courtesy. Mm-hmm. I have never seen so much rudeness in my life. that is out there. People are rude. They don't return phone calls. They don't answer letters. And these are people that you've done business with. This is not just strangers. And,
I was shocked.
It is a terrible thing, but it's also something which our listeners think about. If they add courtesy to their business, they have a competitive edge in the marketplace. Yeah, I'm sorry
Absolutely.
For interrupting you, but go ahead.
No, it really is. It's outrageous. And I think that people online, they feel like there's some kind of, I don't know, like it's like they can have more freedom to just come out with whatever's in their head. So I was really hurt by this. I mean, I would never treat someone that way. And I really felt stupid. And, I'm sorry, but I'm nobody's idea of stupid. I have more degrees than a thermometer. I've held significant executive positions. I didn't need to be treated that way. When I came to a group looking for advice, and here I was really smacked down. So the more I thought about it, the more I realized that, I started to tune in to what was going on in the other groups that I was in, especially on Facebook, and it was these same issues around technology. And I thought, you know what? This has to be it, because these are smart people who leave their corporate jobs, who then go out on their own and are starting businesses, and they're not dumb, but they're made to feel stupid by this incredible, overwhelming technology and all of the pieces. So that's really what motivated me to start the show.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I'm one of those who gets overwhelmed by the technology that is out there. Tell me a little bit about, how you use your show to help with all of that. What do you do to make it easier for people to understand?
Well, I think that, first of all, it's helpful that I'm the audience. I'm really talking to myself here on this show. So I look for what's bugging me. What are the things that I have an issue with? And then I also go out to my communities and ask them, what are the problems that you're struggling with? So the show is very problem-solution focused. We look at a problem that entrepreneurs struggle with, and it might be extending their reach, getting their message out, or keeping in touch with past, current, and potential clients, those sorts of things. And then look at what the solutions are that are available, and the real focus is on how do you decide which solution is right for you. And we talk about time and money and how to balance all of them. So a big part of my background is actually education. I started out as a school teacher, believe it or not. I'm certified in general business. I've taught high school and I've taught college. So I really try to focus every episode as if it's a little course, so people really feel like they're truly learning something by listening.
Well, are there some, let's take that, Miss Teacher, mm-hmm. Madam Teacher. What are some of the, let's say for the moment, what would you say are the top three or four challenges that are facing people? And are there some tips that you can give them? I mean, because
yeah.
I know, I'll let you go on and then I'm going to interject some questions probably.
One thing is that it takes, like three or four tools to do one thing. So what I find is that people recognize they have a problem, I need to send out emails, but they don't understand the different pieces of the process and that all these tools need to fit together. And that's another one of the big problems, that you're trying to really fit all of these puzzle pieces together, and when you don't understand the how and the why, and I'm not saying that you have to become an engineer to understand things, but really it's the lingo and the logical process. And because I think people are coming out of corporate and they've had whole IT departments behind them, even if they've been tech savvy, this is a different way of approaching technology, and there are different types of technology needed, and people just get stumped. Plus, there's the pressure of, I've got to make money. So that only adds to the frustration and the sense of urgency that I've got to figure this out quickly.
I'd like to interject one thing also. When you mentioned email, which we all get, you know, the internet is not, email is a very effective tool, but it's also an ocean of garbage.
Oh, God, it is, yeah.
Out there. And one of the problems I find as a former creative director and a copywriter, I find that one of the problems is people don't know the power of words. They in a sense, mimic what others do without, it's like an article I wrote, said, are you a mimic marketer? Do you replicate, duplicate, imitate rather than originate? And there's a key in writing. In fact, it's not just writing, in any form of communication. I'm sure you're familiar with the WIFM factor, W-I-I-F-M.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And most people don't remember. You have to answer the question, what's in it for me? People don't buy features. They buy benefits, real or perceived. Benefits are key. And I'm amazed how much garbage comes across that is kind of cookie-cutter stereotype copy that by the time you get past the fourth or fifth word, you say, oh, no, you know, this, they're just sending this out to 10 million people. You know, they're not the people I want to be build a relationship with. But, so there are fundamentals from the creative strategy point of view that have to be followed. But how, let's talk about the challenges that people face and what are some of the points that you feel you can guide them with in better understanding technology?
Well, I think that one thing that, starting the show was very hard for me. It was hard for me not just from the technology standpoint because, you know, doing a show is complicated to a degree, but it was hard for me because I really had to I had to be myself. I had to be all out there. And that was really very difficult because, you know, I'm an introvert to a very big degree. And I was nervous about being totally honest about who I am and what's challenging to me. But I find that the more that I admit, look, I don't know this stuff either. I tell people I know enough to be dangerous. And, you know, I had to force myself to figure this out because I didn't have the money and I didn't have the training. So part of it is just that I'm hard-headed and I make myself do it. But I think that one thing that I'm able to offer through this show is I have a willingness to ask the dumb question that you're thinking that you want to ask but you don't know how or you're afraid to, and I'm not afraid anymore to ask those questions.
That is an excellent point because I see that all the time. People sit there, you know, sucking on their thumb because they're afraid to speak up, and they, you know, we all, you know, there's a wonderful thing that, you know, people don't understand. I am a quotation nut. I use quotations in all my writings, and I'm trying to get a book published right now that are on quotations. But one of the quotations sticks in my mind is, experience is the hardest kind of teacher. It gives you the test first and the lesson afterwards.
Yep.
And when I don't know something, I reach out to someone who has experience.
Right.
So that way I start to develop some expertise. And the key is finding people like yourself who may not be an in-depth expert but have communication skills and the knowledge and have gone out to learn just as I or others need to learn. And you have the skills to communicate it. You're not sitting there spouting out high-tech terms, you're making it user-friendly, correct?
Absolutely. And so this is an interview-based show, as yours is. So I'm interviewing entrepreneurs who are having success with a particular type of tech. For example, yesterday I interviewed a woman who she works with her husband, who is one of the top bariatric surgeons in the nation. And they've done some really unique things in their business, and she's helped him with that. So she was explaining how she did it, and what she uses and how much it costs. And so we really get down to brass tacks about how to make something work and why it worked for, you know, for that particular business. So this show is not full of the gurus that you hear out there on every webinar and teleseminar out there. These are real, you know, the honest, hardworking folks who just happen to have figured something out, and they are willing to share it with you. And then I just try my best to guide them through their information because, of course, you know, tech experts, it can be very difficult to explain technology to somebody. So I do my best to try to guide them in a way that they're defining terms for the audience, and we're never assuming that you understand, you the listener, understand a terminology or a piece of technology. We define everything on the show and provide a lot of show notes.
What you're providing, as I understand it here, is that most people don't have a tech background. And, in fact, they're somewhat intimidated about technology and even to ask questions. So you make it easier for them to understand, especially as a business owner, because, like this show, most businesses, I target the small business market, and the small business market is 28 million people out there, 28 million firms. And it is a huge market, but a lot of people, and I'm one of them, is still learning about technology by talking to people who have the knowledge. But more important, what you're doing is you have the skill to communicate it in easy-to-understand terms. Mm-hmm. And that, I find, is missing in a lot of areas. But I also find, you know, it would seem to me that a lot of people are in a situation where, well, they know they need technology, but what technology do I need?
Right, exactly.
How do you help them define, you know, to get a clearer idea of what they want? So, because they're not sure which tool or tactic is best for them.
Right, right. So one thing that I did when I launched the show was I started with the very basics, including how to get a domain name. And then the next episode was how to get web hosting. What is web hosting? How does it work? And we just moved on from there. And so in every episode, what we talk about is, okay, where are you, the listener? Think about where your business is. And then the guest talks about where their business is or was. And then they talk about the logic they used and the emotion, because we know emotion fuels decision making. Talk about those issues that help them make the decisions. And these people are honest enough to say, you know what, I made mistakes. And here's what I would do differently now. And I think that that is what makes the show unique and makes the information so valuable, because you're really hearing from another entrepreneur. That's what you want to know, is how did you get so successful? How did you get this thing to work for you? Like the woman I was interviewing yesterday, what she did was, and this is really clever and really unusual, she created a membership program. So her husband is one of the top bariatric surgeons in the nation, but what you want to do, of course, is make sure that your patient has great outcomes. So he brought things in-house that he knew his patients needed. They need nutrition counseling after their surgery. They need exercise. You know, so he created this membership program. She created this membership program. Well, that requires a certain level of technology to be able to run it, manage it, and market it. And that's what she talked about, how she created it and all the little pieces. And she figured out, you know, I'm going to give you a chart so you can look at what I used to decide. And, that, you know, that kind of kindness and genuine sharing of information from one entrepreneur to others, I think that's really priceless. And I use the word kind because I really do. I think that's generous and kind of her to do that.
Oh, I think absolutely. And as we mentioned just a few minutes ago, there's not enough of that going on.
No.
Mm-mm. You know, one of the things it seems to me you're doing, though you, I don't know whether you had it in mind when you started, but it's definitely a direction that you're headed. You're creating a community.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a community of people who not only listen, but reach out and look. And the fact that you help them encourages them to help others and to spread the word. How do you get the word? Let's talk about, from a marketing aspect, how have you been getting the word out to people about this show?
Okay, so I'm going to be really honest with you here.
You always are. Don't worry about it.
I have a really tiny email list. Okay, I only have 213 email subscribers, and three of them are myself. They're all my different email addresses. So, you know, to test the messages when I send them out.
Oh, you have a split personality, all right.
I did this really by, I leveraged my social media contacts, and primarily Facebook. That's the one social media platform that I'm most active on, and it's the one that I feel is right for me. It's where there are a lot of groups that I'm very active in, and these are people who want to build relationships, want to do business with other people, want to make referrals, which has been great. So I, you know, announced the show on Facebook, and then what I did was I crafted a message, and I sent one to almost everyone I'm connected to.
Okay.
An individual message to several hundred people. And when I launched it, there's one thing that people don't realize is actually very important when you launch a podcast. You have to have great artwork. Because when your show launches, yes, there are algorithms in iTunes, absolutely, but there's this human element where three guys, believe it or not, are actually looking at all of the shows that get launched as they get launched, and they give an extra boost to shows with great artwork. Well, that's where I put my time, attention, and my money. I made sure I had great artwork to catch their eye specifically. So then when you add in that the topic itself is one that really hits a nerve for a lot of people, that's all those stars aligned, and that's why the show launched so well.
No, I can understand.
And I don't talk about hardware. There are so many other shows out there that all address hardware at various stages. You know, hardware for the enterprise, hardware for the small business, hardware for the mid-business, that I knew that my focus was going to be, needed to be unique, and therefore I was going to focus just on the software systems, services, and apps. And it's really hit a strong nerve for people.
How about using LinkedIn? How has that worked for you?
You know,
I
have used LinkedIn, and again, I sent messages to, I went to the people that I'm connected to, and I sent an individual message to those people. I didn't send one to everybody, but I sent one to a lot of people, and I'm going to send more the rest of this week and next week, because you have an 8-week launch window on iTunes, so you want to really make the big push in those couple of weeks. But I've had a better result with Facebook, and it's just a different kind of mindset, I think, when people are on Facebook versus when they're on LinkedIn. So I post on LinkedIn, I get a lot of traffic, but that's about it.
Well, I was going to say, have you set up your own, take the podcast thing and create your own LinkedIn group?
I have a Facebook group, but
right.
I haven't done one on LinkedIn.
Well, what I would encourage you to do is obviously, you know, go tap into our LinkedIn group, and we will spread the word as well.
Thank you.
Now, let's
talk
about how people can reach you.
Okay. Well, you can go to the show, and you can find the show at the show's website, which is theletstalktechshow.com, and certainly reach me right through, you know, that site. And you can also shoot me an email at winnie@theletstalktechshow.com. And I'm all over social media, so you can reach out to me on LinkedIn or right through Facebook. And if you do reach out to me, just let me know that you heard me on Les's show. That will help me make the connection.
Okay. Now, I also know that one of the things that, you know, all of us entrepreneurs have a problem with, and you were mentioning it yourself, we can get overwhelmed.
Yeah.
While we're out there trying to hustle our business. You made a point in something that you sent me, which I felt was very important, and that's recognize that technology isn't going the way.
Right.
People have a certain resistance to it, and it should not be.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
I'm an old fogey with, you know, more than 50 years experience, and I am anxious to keep learning because I see the benefits that technology can bring me, and the key is trying to work it smartly.
Right.
So that and another point is getting a message's focus, so that your audience. How best have you been marketing it? You know, Facebook. In the 30-second elevator pitch, do you basically say what you do?
Yeah, this show demystifies the software, systems, services, and apps that you need to launch, run, and grow a profitable business today. And that's really what it's all about. It's all about demystifying. And one big way that I decided to focus this message, this show, is on the software, services, systems, and apps, like I said. And we might mention the hardware, but really it's just in passing. The focus is really on these intangible things, you know, that you need that are often just so impossibly hard to buy because we don't understand how to choose between them. We really don't. They all sound alike, and they all swear they're going to be, you know, they're going to be the cure that you need to open the floodgates, right, for clients. And we know that's not true.
That is true. I noticed in one of the notes that you sent me prior to the show that you suggest giving a free giveaway to capture email addresses.
Mm-hmm.
What have you?
Yes.
What experience have you had in the past?
For the show, and this was a particular strategy that I created because I saw that other podcasters, they had a lot of subscribers to their show, but they didn't have big email lists. And, of course, you don't own the obscure show. So if what I'm doing is offering, you know, free handouts that help you with particular issues to encourage people to become fans of the show, become subscribers. So I have a questionnaire that people can print out and use to work through to help them make decisions between different software solutions that they're choosing. I have a directory of free directories that you can go and claim your listing. So there are lots of free tools, and that's my strategy for building not just subscribers to the show, but also building my email list. So that was how I use the free giveaway.
Okay, we're going to wrap up in a few seconds. Why don't you tell them again, the audience, how to reach you?
Yes, you can go to theletstalktechshow.com and you can message me right through the show's site, or you can shoot me an email at winnie@theletstalktechshow.com. And, of course, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn as well, so you can find me on either of those platforms and send me a connection request. Happy to connect with you.
And I encourage you to go to our LinkedIn Smart Marketing for Small Business and put your contact information in there as well.
Thanks,
and
I will.
And we'll spread the word. Thank you so much, darling, and I hope that we will have you as a guest again.
Anytime, Les, you know that.
All right, you take care of yourself and be careful
Thank
in this
too.
Weather. All right?
I will. You too. Bye now.
Bye-bye. And, folks, that was another great show and shows that we have some very smart ladies in the marketing area. So hopefully you learned a lot. And take care and spread the word about this show every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 11 p.m. Wednesday nights. Take care.